Hello, you guys. How are you? Can you believe I'm here on a Sunday, the day I'm supposed to be here, instead of all this lack of discipline? Crazy, right? But anyway, I hope everyone is doing well. I hope that everyone is safe, everyone is enjoying their lives. If you're not enjoying it, I hope you're doing what's necessary, taking the necessary actions in order for you to be having an amazing time, because no one should be suffering, no one should be sad or depressed. Like, no, period. I say the same thing to myself. Like, I be speaking life over myself, my situation. I don't care what's going on. I'm not finna be down. If I'm down or if I'm feeling a certain kind of way, I sit in it, I address it, and I release it. And I'm not finna, no. So hope everyone is well, in all areas and all aspects of their lives. And yes, I love you. I'm always wishing you the best. Anyway, it be taking me so many takes to start. This is like my seventh take. And I don't know why, because I don't know. I just get so nervous. Anyway, the drink of the day is, well, that I'm drinking right now. It's this mood boosting botanical soda that I got from Sprouts. The brand is Moment. It says drink your meditation, and the flavor is strawberry rose. It's really good. And I really feel something. Like, it be making me feel calm and just really able to, it's for calm, clarity, and vitality. It has adaptogens that increase alpha brain waves, just like meditation. Has ashwagandha, L-theanine, which is green tea's secret for a clear mind, and rose. I really love rose, period. Like the herb, like it's not an herb, but the flower, master healer, emotional healing, cleansing. I love rose. Anyway, so I also have kombucha too. But just a life update. I moved to a new city. Can you believe it? If you know me, or if you're like close to me, you know this is it. Y'all probably like, girl, what's new? 'Cause I with one thing, I'm gonna get the fuck home. I moved to a new city. I'm still in Florida. I actually live in Jacksonville now. I cannot believe it. I've always loved Jacksonville. But the way that it happened is so crazy. We'll probably touch on it in the next episode, but I'm just gonna focus this episode and do my very best to get my point across, because y'all know it'd be taking me forever sometimes. So anyway, I ain't gonna say Duval native, but I live in Jacksonville now. So, this episode, we are going to talk about the Great Lock-In, which is this viral. It's like everybody just woke up one day and was like, listen, it's the end of the year, September, October, November, December. How many quarters in a game? I don't know. Anyway, I ain't gonna get all into that. But it's the Great Lock-In is, pretty much everyone is just getting really fixated and focused on their goals. They're doing what's necessary in order to just bring forth the life that they desire. Because I'm doing the same thing in my own different way. I feel like it's a collective thing. Everybody just woke up and decided, like, we got to get our shit together. So, the Great Lock-In. I feel like my move to Jacksonville is something like congruent to the Great Lock-In. We also have the full moon today. Happy full moon in Pisces, and it's also eclipse, a blood moon eclipse. So we're going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about some journal prompts. The journal prompts are from the Queen PO. I'm going to link her social media in the description of the episode, but she is amazing. I love her. Every time it's like an astrological event, she make a whole video, about like hour long video, sometimes more than an hour, going over it, talking about crystals, herbs, things that you can use. But I be I really be there for the prompts because the prompts are so good. And I feel like journaling is just, it's a way to release, and it's a way to really, like, especially if you're a writer, but it's a way to just bring your thoughts into the mundane and kind of like put the puzzle pieces together. So she got 5 journal prompts. I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to answer them in my own, you know, like from my point of view. And yeah, I encourage you guys to do the same. So, great liking. What I want to say about that, I've been noticing, which is something I'm always being reminded of, I'm really fixated on my goals, dreams, and desires. Like, it's something that has been deafening to me lately. Like, I have to win. I have to, everything that I want, my desire, reality, like, I must have it. You know what I mean? And I noticed that what has been keeping me from obtaining said things is my mindset. Poverty mindset, lack mindset, self-limiting beliefs, lack of trust in myself, feeling like I'm not worthy of the things that I want or I desire. And it has brought up a lot of like inner child things for me. So I'm doing a lot of inner child healing, but I've been listening to some subliminals, which is kind of like, it's like affirmations, but they're quiet. So, but it's like speaking directly to your subconscious mind. So I'd be having my headphones on while I'm going to sleep, listening to subliminals, affirmations, like, and it has really worked. I affirm my good every day. You know, I'm wealthy. I'm a woman of wealth. I'm a woman of abundance. Abundance is my birthright. It is not in God's will for me to be in lack, for me to be in poverty. I'm worthy of all great things. Constantly reaffirming myself. I've also started doing like mirror work. I was reading something and it was saying how it's important for us to just talk to ourselves in the mirror, because like looking at yourself in the mirror, speaking to yourself in the mirror is like talking directly to your soul, your subconscious mind, which is your God mind. I really believe, well, you know, it always says the kingdom of God is within you. God has imparted their spirit, his or her spirit, I don't know, their spirit into each one of us, so that part of us can have everything we want. I feel like because we are in the world flesh, it makes us like everyday stressors, and us being human, it really keeps us from tapping into that God mind. But this work that I've been doing has really shaped my perspective. Like, even when it comes to, like, I just moved. I was having problems with my car. I was putting so much money into my car. It was driving me crazy. And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck this car. I junked my car. Okay, this will happen. I fasted for 3 days. I fasted from just eating. Well, it was from, I ate at 6 p.m. every day and I stopped eating at 8. So I only ate 2 hours out of the day for 3 days. And I fasted for clarity, for alignment, for a breakthrough, for God to just reveal to me what I need to be doing and stuff like that. Like, you know, so I can be the best version of myself. And while the fast was going on, little shit was going on. I'm like, okay. But I was, okay, so what happened was, because I got to break it down or it's not going to make no sense. So I was having problems with my car. When I came off the road, it was a purchase. I purchased my car, like no payments. And I said, okay, this is a way of me simplifying my life. You know, so I'm going to purchase a car. I don't got to worry about no car payments. Insurance going to be cheap. So I ended up, my car messed up. Something, they was like, it was something with my alternator. So I ended up getting an alternator. The guy came, put it on, car still wouldn't crank. So he was like, oh, you got a bad alternator. So I ended up getting a brand new alternator. Put the alternator on, the brand new one on. He came, put the brand new alternator on. Still wouldn't crank. Mind you, each time he come in, I'm buying the parts. Like, this money is being spent. So he was like, oh, it's the starter. This is like two different mechanics. He's like, oh, it's the starter. So I bought a brand new starter. He put the starter on. Guess what? The bitch still wouldn't crank. So in my mind, I know when I'm supposed to release something, when I'm supposed to just surrender, and like it's something higher going on. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this car. So in that moment, I decided, I told him, appreciate you for coming. I pay him for coming and stuff like that, which I really shouldn't. That's why, like, being a girl is so difficult sometimes, because a man would have been like, hey, I can't pay the whole thing, but I give you $20 for coming. You know what I mean? Because the car still ain't fucking crank. But I just don't be thinking like that, because damn, he did come. He did like put it on. He did what he was supposed to do. But bitch, you missed Dyke. You know what? We don't get into that. Let me take a sip. Hold on. But anyway, we're gonna let the past be in the past. But it was just, I was overwhelmed. And when I'm fasting and stuff just start happening like that, I know that it's something higher going on and I need to surrender. So I said, I'm trying to stop cussing. I'm just gonna junk the car. Junk the car. So I said to myself, mind you, this is all happening while I'm fasting, like in a matter of days, 3 days. So I'm like, okay, I still gotta go to work. So, but work, like, it was costing me like $50 a day to go to work. And I work 5 days a week. So I'm like, this is a lot of money, whatever. But I knew I still had to go. So I said, okay, I'm just gonna go to work. Something was already telling me I gotta move, but I just didn't give a damn. I said, okay, I know I gotta move, but I'm gonna, stuff around me was saying I had to move, but I knew that I had to move. But I said, okay, I'm gonna give it a month. I know my lease gonna be up in October, so I got time. So, a lot of like supernatural shit start happening, and it's just like, okay, girl, you ain't got a month. So, pretty much the third day of my fast, I decided you gotta move. So I got me a train ticket. I packed three bags. I left so much stuff behind. I was telling my sister, like, just put it in a box and put it in your storage, period. So she did. I didn't move out my apartment or nothing. Like, I didn't. All I packed was my bags. And my sister moved everything else out. And I just was like, fuck it. So I moved to Jacksonville. I feel like this is really a part of me being in, like, this is that great lock-in energy. And then now that I think about it, I'm looking at my reposts and stuff like that. Like, even on TikTok or like my saved shit on Facebook, like, I'm following this Best Eats Jax Facebook group. Why is you following this? You don't even live in Jacksonville. And I noticed this, like, this is the stuff I'm noticing now. I'm here, like, okay, so Jacksonville been like in the room with us. You know what I mean? So, I feel like back in another episode, I was saying, like, when you're in alignment, like with God and like your higher path, things just start working. Like, they just start connecting and clicking. It's like what's happening on a collective, or like you just really be getting in alignment with these transits and a lot of the stuff that be going on in like the world and astrologically. So it's like, it's crazy. It's just crazy to me. So I just think it's important to fast. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna say, like, it may seem like you hearing it like, damn, like this was drastic, or this was like spur of the moment or abrupt. But like, when you are spiritually in tune and when you like doing something like fasting, that's like a you are denying the flesh to connect with your spirit. So that's like, hey, I'm going to, I'm just following the voice of God. I don't know why I'm in Jacksonville. I don't know what's the purpose of me being in Jacksonville, but I just trust. And every day I wake up, I affirm my good. I affirm, you know, like, I make sure that I'm setting my intention every day to be in alignment with my highest path and just do what I gotta do, you know? And I hope that everyone gets to witness that kind of like surrender and faith in God. Like, that is a full faith. Like, an act of faith, a full act of faith. Like, you really left everything behind. Like, you just trusted God and knew that this would, and you just, and God has sustained me. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So I've been, you know, doing a lot of work on myself, my mindset, because my mindset is what keeps me like limited. Cause it's kind of like you keep going for things and you keep like fine tuning your mind to these negative experiences, or like, oh, this not going to work, or fear and this, and you just getting more of what you're thinking. So it's like, why don't I just shift my mindset to a more abundant and limitless mindset? And nothing, listen, everything has been going smoothly for me. Like, it may not be in the way that I expect, but it's still happening. I'm safe. I'm secure. I feel at peace. I have no worries. Like, everything, all is well, really and truthfully is. So yeah, that's the great lock-in. So, I'm just doing what I got to do in order to get to where I need to be at. Also, I've started becoming more open and, vocal about my dreams, my goals, my aspirations. Like, I've been posting stuff online, like on my Instagram, like about my dreams, and you know, because I want to post it out here, because I'm making it real. Like, this is gonna happen, and I can share it with the world because it's inevitable at this point. Like, it's gonna happen, because it's like, you know how people be like, don't post your vision boards. I really believe in secrecy. I'm a very secret person, but I feel like a part of that is a fear of it not coming true, or a fear of it being manipulated, or like, oh, since I shared it, like, people gonna put their bad juju on it. Fuck them. A person can only do to you what you allow them to do. You know what I mean? To a certain extent, because I do keep a lot of things secret and sacred, but it's because of my safety and security. Like, I just don't want you in my business. But I'm putting the farm on there, the homestead on there. I'm putting, you know, multi-million dollar business owner, several businesses, juice bar, health and wellness center, a spa, like all of these things, pantries in every state, free pantries for homeless people, these, a women's shelter, a men's, all type of shit. Like, this is the stuff that I'm putting online because it's gonna happen. And then too, when it does happen, it's not an if, it's a when. When it does happen, it's going to encourage people to do it. It's going to encourage people to, like, lock in and trust themselves and trust God, for real. Nothing I do is for myself. Nothing. Everything I do is for the betterment and the benefit of my family, dead and alive, and other people, society. So, yeah, that's the great lock-in. To the full moon. It's a full moon in Pisces. Full moons are all about, it's a culmination of energy. It's all about releasing, revealing, transforming, you know. And this is a perfect time that it's, because the great lock-in is September. So this is perfect for the start of this month, you know, to release and let go of everything. And just lock in. Pisces energy is dreamy. It's very whimsical. Um, otherworldly, like it's perfect for being delusional. And my mentor, I posted the other day how my mentor was saying, you know, because I was asking her, I was like, how can I increase my personal power? Like, how can I like become magnetic to the things that I want? And she was like, it's a certain level of delusion you need, baby. So I'm okay with being delusional. For real. So this is the perfect time to be delusional. Like, be delusional with the mind frame that it's not delusion, it's real. Like, you know how people be like, girl, I'm thick, and they do not be thick. But I am thick, period. It's that kind of energy, but knowing that it's believing it with all of your heart, like, this is true, this is what's going on. With it being an eclipse, eclipse reveal a lot of things. I feel like this is really revealing to us the parts of ourselves that we need to release and let go of. It's shining a light on a lot of things about us that may be keeping us from our goals, dreams, and desires. You know, like inner child healing, inner child wounds, like those kind of things. And I felt this energy early on because I'm like, my mind is really keeping me this way. And the reason my mind is like that is because of childhood trauma, like, you know, coming in, the lights off, or just like everything over it, never feeling really safe and secure. I never felt safe and secure as a kid. Never. Like, stuff, we was always moving. Like, in the third grade, I went to Sand Hill Elementary. I went to North Lakeland. I went to Churchwell. I think I went to Dundee Elementary. Like, we moved so much. It was never nowhere safe for us to stay. Like, it just always felt like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So just imagine manifesting something or hoping and wishing for something, and it's not coming because it's like, you are the weapon that's forming against you. Your mind is the weapon that's forming against you because you're feeling like, I don't know if this gonna happen because this and this. It's childhood shit. Same thing with me in like relationships and love. Like, I don't play about me, granted. Like, I'm gonna cut your ass off, but I have to understand, to get the love that is destined for me, I have to be vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta be open. I gotta be open to receive because I'm not used to receiving things because I'm a giver. So it's like, I don't know if I want to do this, or you know what I mean? Like, receiving, it needs to be an equal give and take. It needs to be balanced. Like, you gotta open up. You gotta go outside. Like, I was in Jack's. I've been here. It'll be 2 weeks on Thursday, and I went out Friday. I went to this cute little bar. I got dressed up. I'm really into my natural hair now. Like, I don't know how I'm going to be with a wig. I'm not into that anymore. And it's crazy because I love me a quick wig, but I just love my natural hair. For real. I did put my hair up. Had a cute little banana clip. Did my makeup really nice. And I went to this bar. And I sat at the bar. And I had two drinks. I hate to say white lady, but she was white. It was this white lady. She was drunk, but the lady was like telling me all kinds of things. Like, I don't know if she a prophet or what. She was like, I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm so drunk. I don't even know you. And the lady was telling me some crazy shit. And it was true stuff. Like, I don't know this lady from a can of paint. And the stuff that she was saying to me, I'm like, damn, like, this is crazy. But it was just confirmation. Like, I went out for a reason. It was what I needed. And that's why I like being the kind of person to, like, trust God and know that God is in everything, because that was nobody but God. Like, this lady confirmed so much for me. And I'm like, damn, I really fuck with you. And I was at the bar for, like, 3 hours talking to her. She was amazing. And she just, I don't know. But, yeah, so that's what's been going on. I'm reading this. A lot of the affirmations that I listen to is from, I listen to Bossy Bruja on Instagram. I mean, on YouTube. And then Neville Goddard. I'm going to put his name in the thing as well. I'm going to put all this stuff in there. But I've been listening to him, his affirmations. He has books and stuff like that to listen to and just read. He's really amazing. About, you know, abundance, wealth, prosperity, that prosperity consciousness and shit like that. I really appreciate. Okay, so now to the journal prompts. These journal prompts, I don't know if I said it, but they're from the Queen Poe. I'm going to link it, but it's pretty much, these journal prompts are tied into this full moon eclipse energy. So every time there's a full moon or a new moon, she does these videos and she puts journal prompts, which helps us to get more in tune with the energy and see what's going on and what we need to be doing. Okay. So the first question is, what does balancing self and the roles you have in other people's life look like for you? What would a daily schedule of this balance look like? So for me, the kind of person that I am, the kind of person I've always been a helper, a guide to people, even when I was a kid. Like, I remember being in elementary school, helping people out, giving people advice, what they're going through at home, or just like, you know, you had these little cute little relationships in elementary. Ain't got no business having no boyfriend, but always been the kind of person to help people, like, you know, like, oh, maybe you should talk about it and do this and do that. And I used to be writing. I had a friend. She was my friend for so long. I hope she's doing all right. But I used to be writing messages for her to send her boyfriends. Like, she was like, what should I say? And I always, like, write this long, deep-ass message. I don't know. I just always had the gift of, like, self-expression and being able to be, like, you know, helping people out with what they got going on. So becoming that person, a magnet for people and their problems, boundaries, enforcing boundaries have been very big for me. And I ain't gonna say I mastered it, but I really got to a good point with it, you know? So I take time for me. Y'all know I don't talk to nobody first thing in the morning. Like, we can be laying next to each other. I have to take time for me in the morning, even if it's just a second or a minute to pray and just set intention for my day. I have to do it. So before I commune with anybody, I'm communing with God. I'm communing with, you know, my angels and the spirits that walk with me. Like, I'm doing this every morning, like setting my intentions, praying, and then I can address whoever. I don't check my phone or none of that. Like, all that shit can wait. What would a daily schedule this balance look like? Yeah, I don't check my phone. I be chilling. Like, let me fill my cup up first. Let me do what I need to do first. Anything, it don't take that long. You know, and even if it do, that's my business. You're going to have to wait, pretty much. But let me do what I got to do, and I will be more than happy to assist you. Okay? Number two is, what are topics that you are passionate about and could discuss incessantly? Spirituality, God, herbs, healing, talking about trauma. I don't know if it's the Scorpio Mercury in me, but I'm always getting down to the nitty gritty. Like, we're never going to have a basic conversation. I'm always asking you, what was this like? Or what happened to you here? Or if I see a mark or a bruise, what happened? A scar, what happened there? Like, I'm always trying to figure the fuck out. Like, it ain't no surface level nothing. What the fuck is going on? I'm really just health, herbs, oils, juices, anything along the lines. That's me. Number three, what is your definition of sacrifice? Do you think sacrifice is necessary to manifest your destiny? If so, what are you willing to sacrifice? If not, why? Ooh. Sorry. My definition of sacrifice is surrendering something big or small, in order to obtain something bigger. So pretty much like, I love the fuck out of Dr. Pepper. I haven't had a Dr. Pepper in a minute, but I love Dr. Pepper. I love Dr. Pepper so much, but I have not been drinking Dr. Pepper because I know it's not good for me. So I'm releasing and letting go of Dr. Pepper in order to live a long, strong, healthy life, pretty much. Do you think sacrifice is necessary to manifest your destiny? Absolutely. You have to sacrifice something. A lot of the stuff that we have in our lives is not even remotely close to our destiny or the things we need to fulfill our destiny. I was just talking to my sister and I was saying, like, everybody is born with a promise. We all have a promise. We all have something that we were meant to do in this lifetime. But it's so many people that have transitioned and left this earth never fulfilling their promise because they didn't make sacrifices, because they were still stuck, stagnant, and restricted based on traditional or societal norms and values and all this crazy shit, which, you know, to each their own, but you have to sacrifice. Like, I never wanted to stop driving, but me driving was me living in survival mode. And it's like, you don't have to live paycheck to paycheck. You don't have to live in poverty. You don't have to feel like you got to run miles and miles and just chasing. It's not about chasing. If you are a divine feminine, if you are a child of God, abundance is already yours. All you have to do is wake up and be. Wake up and claim it. Live righteously. Live the life you need to live, which is in accordance to, you know, your truth, integrity, values, and you're going to be fucking fine. Chasing a bag is over. I don't chase shit. It just comes to me. I wake up. Every breath I take is an invitation for health, wealth, abundance, and happiness. Yes, sacrifice. If so, what are you willing to sacrifice? Whatever I gotta sacrifice. People, habits, food, anything I gotta let go of in order to be in tune with my destiny, my highest path, I'm gonna let go of it. I'm sorry. I speak about this all the time on here. Like, let that shit go. Number 4. What holistic practices help you to stay grounded in reality and deeply connected to spirit realm? Slow mornings, praying before I talk to anybody else, taking care of my body, making sure that I'm cleansing myself. I'm a person of practice, you know, water, herbs, candles, whatever the fuck I gotta do to be aligned, to be clean and clear, I'm doing it. Stay grounded in reality and deeply connected to spirit realm. I feel like I'm an omnist. I'm going to post it when I post. How long has it been? Oh my God. We have over 30 minute episode. This is crazy. We're almost done. But anyway. Omnist. I think that's what it's called. It's pretty much like, I don't really have a religion. Like, I just look for the truth in everything. And if you really study philosophy and religions and spiritual practices, you realize that it's, out of all the stuff that is said, is something or some things within each one that is similar or the same. So whatever is the same in each of them, I'm on it. And number one is a higher power. Everybody is always addressing a God, a higher power, source, creator, most high, Allah, boo, whatever you want to call it. That's what I focus on. So I know it's higher power. It always talk about being good and doing good and living righteous. Okay, boom. So just studying everything, being open to everything. I'm not a closed-minded person. Like, not at all. I believe an analogy that I used the other day was, you can go to more than just Publix or multiple stores to get a rotisserie chicken. You can go to multiple stores to get groceries. It don't just got to be, if you're looking for a rotisserie chicken, if you look up, hold on, you know, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it right now. Rotisserie chicken. Damn, bitch, you can't spell. Rotisserie chicken near me. Let's see. Hurry up now. It's a thousand. If I just say rotisserie chicken anywhere, 1,000 rotisserie chicken places are gonna pop up. Not just Publix, not just Walmart, not just Costco. Look, we got Publix, we got Walmart, Sam's Club, Aldi. That's what I'm saying. Los Andes. I don't know what the fuck that is. Pretty much, it's rotisserie chicken everywhere. It's love everywhere. And in each of these things, it's God in each of these things. You just gotta, it may take a little bit of time, but once you study and just be open, don't just be closed-minded. Period. And that's what I do. Last but not least, number five, what limiting beliefs do you need to release that can help you elevate in your personal passions? I just discussed them, more mine. Self-limiting, lack, unworthiness of like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm like, girl, you know you're worthy. Aren't you a good person? Aren't you nice? Aren't you righteous? Don't you do the right thing even when you don't want to? Yes, you are worthy. But yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. So, yes. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I pray that everyone is doing what they need to do in order to get where they're trying to go. I know that sometimes it's difficult with so much going on in the world. I try not to be so like into what the hell be going on, because I feel like mass hysteria is real. Like, they be trying to do certain shit to just fear monger and keep us in this state of fear and state of shock. And you know what I mean? Like, it's all like programming, and I don't want shit to do with that. I have enough shit that I need to release based on bloodline and ancestral shit and just growing up a certain kind of way. Like, I don't need the extra shit from the government or nothing like that. So I'm aware. The Queen PO said it as well. She was like, be aware, but don't engage. Like, you can be aware, like, it's just like, I don't watch the news or nothing, but it's good to know, hey, it's a sinkhole on expressway or something. Like, it's good to know that, because if you go on expressway and your motherfucking car fall down, if you would have just, like, looked at something or been a little into, you would have known, don't even go that way. So I think it's important to be aware, but you don't have to engage in it. Like, don't allow it to shift your perspective from nothing other than peace, prayer, God, happiness, joy. It's a lot of things that go on in our lives, and it may not be the most favorable things. We may not be in the most favorable positions, but if you are doing what you need to be doing, and you're gonna know, because it's gonna be like an innate feeling. Like, it's gonna be something that is like, ooh, I gotta do this. It may be painful, because you doing that is like, damn, I gotta cut this motherfucker off, or I gotta stop eating this, or I gotta stop thinking like this. It may, it's, you gotta lose the game. You gotta lose to win. You know what I mean? It's just the laws of the land. And I think that's what my next episode gonna be about, the universal laws. Because I've been studying them for a while. But yeah, like, I want everybody to live their best life. I want everybody to just be happy and at peace. And like, we really deserve it. I know I deserve it. And I know y'all deserve it. That's why I do this. Like, that's why I'm so open about my experiences and like my day-to-day, the stuff I go through, like, because keep going. Keep going. Period. Just keep going. And sooner than later, everything that I'm saying is gonna come to pass. And this is like, God is gonna use me for their glory. I believe it. I really do. And it's gonna make so many other people like, damn, let me just start now, because this happened for us, so I know it happened for me. Like, yes, it can. And I pray it happened for you. But anyway, I love you guys so very much. I'm gonna go ahead and go. It's been a little lengthy, but I mean, it's always nice to have a little chat. I'm always wishing you well. I'm always loving you. I'm always praying for you and thinking of you and all of those wonderful things. You are always free to just write me and, say whatever you need to say. I'm always open to helping and assisting because we really in this shit together. But cheers. Don't know if you heard that, but yeah. All right. Love y'all. Bye.